You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. There's a big new discovery to talk about in the world of astronomy, and the word big is appropriate. It's a giant planet, much like Jupiter, revolving around a star about 385 light years from the sun. A University of Michigan professor is part of the team that discovered this planet, and he is here with us now. Michael Meyer, pleasure to welcome you.
Thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
What do we know so far about this planet?
Well, not very much, and we're hoping to learn more in the coming years. But at the moment, we know that it's about 90 times farther away from its star than our Earth is from the Sun. It has a mass about 5 to 10 times the mass of Jupiter, as you said. And we think we have an estimate of its temperature at somewhere around 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So it's very toasty on this planet.
I guess so. Any sign of water or clouds?
Yes. So from the spectrum that we've obtained, we have an inclination that there is probably clouds in the atmosphere and some hint of water vapor in the features in the spectrum that we've obtained.
Now, did you know something was out there, you and the team, and went looking for it, or was it a case of kind of stumbling on it?
Well, this discovery is part of a very large survey that has been ongoing for a number of years, and it is to take advantage of an instrument that this international consortium has been building for more than 10 years. So it's a long time coming, but this is our first new giant exoplanet discovery.
So how significant is that for us as humans?
Well, it's part of a broader picture involving the study of exoplanets, which are planets revolving around stars other than the sun. And we've heard a lot about it in this very hot field the last few years from a variety of techniques. The original discoveries of planets around normal stars other than the sun started in 1995 with the first discovery using the radial velocity technique. That's a technique where it's basically using a Doppler radar technique to infer the presence of a planet by looking at the wobble of the star, and we measure that from the Doppler shift of the spectral lines in the data that we obtain. That has discovered a large number of planets, hundreds of planets. A few years ago, NASA launched the Kepler satellite, which has discovered thousands of planets using a technique called transit, where the planet passes in front of the star and the observed light from the star dims just a little bit, and then we can determine the radius of the planet relative to the star. Imaging, taking pictures of planets, has been slow to bear fruit, but we're just now starting to have the technology to be able to image planets. We're still detecting the ones that are the biggest and brightest and the farthest away from their stars. And the other techniques have been detecting planets that are very, very close to their stars. So what we're trying to do is build a broad picture of what the most common planetary systems are like and whether our own planetary system is odd or the expected in that sample.
The way you describe it, I think of an onion being the universe, and you're just peeling these layers carefully and taking the time it takes. But who knows how far, how many layers are there? How far before you go through the onion?
Well, we have a lot more to learn, but I have to say the progress that's been made in the last decade is absolutely tremendous. Kepler has allowed us to make estimates of how common planets like the size of the Earth might be in the zone close to their star where they might be able to have liquid water on their surface. The work that we're doing in these direct imaging studies is attempting to answer the question how common Jupiter mass planets are far out in the solar system. And that could be part of the story of the emergence of life on rocky planets close to the star, because many people believe that much of the water that we have on Earth today was delivered from icy, rocky bodies that were flung into the inner solar system by the gas giant planets in the outer part of the solar system. So it may be having a rocky planet close to the star is nice, but you may need to have a gas giant to help deliver the water to that planet. We're still in the early days and haven't sorted that out yet, but building up the census, the demographics of these planetary systems is the first step towards answering how common systems like our own might be.
Michael, do you and the team get to name this planet?
It does have a name, but it's following standard astronomical conventions. Its name is HIP 65246b.
Now, that's not very romantic.
No, it isn't. It's a small lowercase b, and that indicates that it's a lower mass companion to the primary star, which was characterized by the Hipparcos satellite some years ago.
All right. Well, Michael Meyer, University of Michigan astronomer, who is part of the Sphere Consortium, discovering a giant Jupiter-like planet revolving around a star about 385 light years from the sun. Michael, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much. It's been fun to talk to you.